Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today, we have a returning guest, Kash Patel. Kash is the creator of Government Gangster, and I think everyone can see the Government Gangsters now, but you can find Government Gangsters at governmentgangsters.com, and I am very happy to have Kash back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Kash, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, thanks for having me back on the Spotlight. Pretty timely week. There might be a few things to talk about.
Maybe just a little bit. You wrote the book Government Gangsters, and I think people now are starting to see the actual gangsters. We see it at the local level, we see it in D.C., and we see these gangsters, they're covering up their crimes. They had the raid on Mar-a-Lago. They made it seem like, oh no, we're trying to get these records, he took it illegally, and now since things have become unredacted, people are seeing the truth. Why aren't these people held accountable? Why aren't these people brought to justice? And what does this really tell the American people?
Well, yeah, look, that's probably the culmination of the work of the government gangsters in the form that is the deep states. And so anyone thought that it didn't exist, now they have definitive proof that it does, and we'll get to it. And the reason they're not held accountable is because they're in charge. It's like having the cops arrest other cops. They're not going to do it because they don't care about the political platform. They care about staying in power. They care about kneecapping Donald Trump so that he doesn't destroy the continuity of the deep state. And you raised the Mar-a-Lago or the Mar-a-Lago raid and the revelations of new documents. And I think there's a couple of critical, critical pieces of information that have come out in that. Judge Cannon in the Florida documents case, unredacted, and on the pause there for a quick second. Remember, a critical tool of the government gangsters is to turn over documents either to Congress or judges and say, here, you have everything, but it looks like a blacked out page except for one word on every page. So Judge Cannon finally, pursuant to President Trump's orders, pleading, unredacted a whole host of DOJ and FBI documentation. Why did they have to unredact it? Because DOJ and FBI, Jack Smith and company, wanted to hide their corrupt activities. And what are we talking about? For years, we have now been told by Joe Biden and his entire administration, the prosecution of Donald Trump is totally apolitical. Joe Biden's White House has nothing to do with it. And the DOJ is completely independent and doesn't speak to anybody. Now we find out from their own pleadings, their own emails, meaning emails between Joe Biden's White House counsel, the Department of Justice senior leadership, and NARA, the National Archives, the librarians that had some of these records. Now we have definitive proof that they were emailing back and forth the entire time when I, as President Trump's representative to the archives, for the documents we were trying to get out to be made public after he got out of office, we learned that their chief counsel at NARA was in touch with the Biden DOJ and White House and was told not to comply. Literally, don't participate in the lawful production of documents that Donald Trump is lawfully entitled to as a former president of the United States. Now, that might not be so bad in some people's eyes. They might say, oh, that's ministerial work. No one cares. Okay, let's keep going through Judge Cannon's documents that were unredacted. She also laid out, or not she, I should say, she unredacted what DOJ had covered up, that the Biden administration had literally not only quarterbacked this entire operation, excuse me, but in the search warrant that was unredacted, that may be the most shocking piece of information. Because I was named in that search warrant. And of course, the DOJ unredacted just my name, but everything else afterwards was redacted. So it would make the media go nuts about, oh my God, Kash Patel. And they finally unredacted the next paragraph, and it turned out to be details of a publicly printed Breitbart article, which was not classified or sensitive information at all. But it gets way, way worse. Julie Kelly's reporting on this is quite stunning. The Biden DOJ and the Biden Government Service Administration actually had boxes of Donald Trump's papers after Trump led the FBI administration in their possession. And then they told Donald Trump's representatives at Mar-a-Lago to come pick up these boxes. Then Jack Smith charged Donald Trump with illegal possession of classified information from what was in those boxes. I mean, you literally can't make this stuff up. It's not even entrapment because it's worse. They literally said it's okay for government agents to possess illegally classified information. So let's call the culprit we want to pin this to, Donald Trump. Let's have them pick up the documents. And in transport, we will magically make them illegal for Donald Trump to possess. This kind of information and this kind of shocking details of this prosecution is what's most disturbing to me. And I've always asked this, and continue to do so. Why hasn't Congress? You want accountability? The only lever we have is a Republican majority in the House. Where are your subpoenas? Like, none of this has been responded to by the Republican majority in Congress.
The boxes that they took pictures of where they, threw the papers on the ground, were those the boxes that had the classified information that they planted for Trump?
That's a great question. The DOJ won't answer that. The DOJ tried to hide the fact that any of the boxes were in the possession of the GSA and sent to Mar-a-Lago at the direction of Biden's GSA. And that photo that you talk about, the infamous
Right,
photo,
yes.
that's not how the papers were found. They strewn them out on the floor. And let's just be clear, as former intel guy, the cover sheets that they placed on top of that paperwork that say, oh, top secret or sensitive, it's a cover sheet. It doesn't mean anything. It is literally an empty piece of paper that is completely meaningless on its own, unless it actually has classified documents attached to it. So the DOJ admitted that's not how they found him, and they staged that photo. And now, with the revelation of this boxing thing, we know why they were staging stuff. And the question that you point out is, what came out of those boxes that the Biden GSA shipped down to Donald Trump? And we don't have that answer. And hopefully, Trump's attorneys can get it from Judge Cannon.
So what do you think they were looking for in that raid? Because yes, they set him up. They set him up with, the boxes of classified information, but weren't they looking for other information?
Yeah, I mean, I think they cast the net wide purposely so they can say we have a righteous investigation to look at all this stuff. And this is putting aside, of course, presidential privilege and presidential immunity and the Presidential Records Act as it applies to this set of documents. But I think what they were doing was using abusing the Fourth Amendment to go on a fishing expedition. They didn't really have probable cause that Donald Trump committed a crime. So one, they created the crime, just like they did in Russiagate. They created the crime, a fictional crime, and sent the boxes down to Mar-a-Lago. Then they got probable cause based off of that shipment of boxes per the WhatsApp warrant that Judge Cannon just unredacted and went down there and said, "We are looking for all this other stuff." Here's the thing. They themselves, the Biden administration and that GSA, knew what was in those boxes. So they can definitively tell us if any of the material in those boxes was classified or not. And is any of that material being utilized to prosecute Donald Trump currently? We unfortunately don't know that answer and are left to the, believing the FBI and DOJ, which is not really anything you can do these days.
The American people are now saying, well, it looks like we can't really trust the DOJ. We can't really trust Biden because this evidence is coming out now that they were orchestrating all of this. So for people that who believed in the DOJ, I don't know how many people are left here that believe in the DOJ, but they're all seeing the corruption and how bad it really is. I think this is where the people have the problem, because I think when people look at all this and they see it all, play out and everything like that, they're hoping that, oh, you know something? I hope this small group of Republicans, they make things better. I hope, they stop a bill. I hope, but I think the rot in government is so bad right now that I think just by, instead of having a 1.5 trillion bill, I don't think a $900 billion bill would be like better, would help us. So, and I mean, when you talk about the government gangsters, is the rot so bad that we need to actually, just clean it all out?
Yes. I mean, and when you say all, and when I say all, is all of the leadership that is entrenched in Washington, D.C., not just in the political elected bureaucracy and the agencies and departments like the FBI, DOJ, DOD, CIA, etc., but also the defense industrial complex and the lobbying industry that have made a generational career out of not being Republican or Democrat, but printing these government boondoggles to fund these forever wars and to make everyone else in Washington, D.C. and their surroundings rich and to make everyday Americans poor. What Donald Trump has done is probably the hardest lift in U.S. history. He has exposed what Eisenhower was talking about in the 50s when he referred to the defense industrial complex being responsible in the future for the downfall of this country were it to grow too big. And now we see that metastasized not just throughout the DOD and the IC, but as you pointed out, FBI, DOJ. And so what it's going to take is not just, you're right, shaving off 100 billion as if, to you and I, 100 billion is a lot of money and it is to most Americans. But the sad thing is, Washington, D.C. has made $100 billion so minuscule, it's not real accountability. It's not real reform. You got to go out there and chop these budgets in a half or multiples of thirds. And you got to do it by taking out the leadership. I don't want to attack the everyday folks. And I know I get a lot of flack for saying this. I still think there's a place for the DOJ. I still think there's a place for the FBI and the IC because I used to work there and with all of those folks. And they do great work at the ground level. But we owe it to them, the everyday civil servants, not the leadership cadre, to get rid of those people that have come in and out of government. And this has been going on for decades. Not only do we have to get rid of them, we have to highlight their corruption, and we do some of that in the book. And we have to make sure they are never allowed to come back in the government. And I think the only vehicle to do that, and the only person to lay out that vision and have the audacity to say it, is Donald Trump. And I think that's why you're seeing the swamp double down. That's why you're seeing the deep state and these government gangsters not only apply federal court, but they're going out to New York State Court, to Georgia State Court, to Arizona State Court, to Colorado State Court. All of this is interconnected, whether it's insurrection or illegal documents or what have you. It is a two-tier system of justice. That is the result of the entire operation that is the Washington, D.C. bureaucracy of the deep state. Their weapon of choice is a two-tier system of justice. And right now, their target, their pinata is Donald Trump, but he's not going to break.
So when you talk about the lower level people, do they know that, hey, this is wrong, I shouldn't be doing this?
Wow. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that.
Hmm.
They are put in an impossible position because they signed up, They are usually there for 20 plus years. It's the job they want for life, not just the job they want for right now. And they go out there, and I still talk to a lot of these folks, and a lot of these folks are still doing the ground pounding work, whether it's in intel or law enforcement or defense, etc. But you're right, they're at times put against a difficult political choice from their leadership cadre to say, well, that's not what we want, as has been exposed by the brave FBI whistleblowers, whether it's January 6th or the brave whistleblowers at DOD about January 6th. And so they have choices to make. And some of them have chosen to stand on their morals and convictions and leave and expose the truth and corruption. And some of them, and I'm not faulting these others. Some of them have just said, look, this is my life. This is how I provide for my family. I'm going to do as much good as I can, and I'm going to ride it out till hopefully a guy like Donald Trump comes in. And I'm not sure you can blame them for taking that approach either, because these folks put in years to do this kind of work, and we have to deliver for those guys and gals that are still in. And I would dare to say there are probably hundreds of thousands of them.
You know, when Trump gets back into office, which I do believe he will, I mean, what mechanisms are there to remove these people? I mean, these are unelected individuals. I mean, some of them have been appointed to certain positions. He had a show where he fired people. Can he just go in and just fire people?
Well, here's the biggest myth in government, and it's a result of the deep state authoring this myth for the last 40 years, that you can't be fired. I didn't realize that was a law. I've never found such a law, in fact.
So there's no law
When I
that
let up,
there's no
sorry, go
law
ahead.
there's no law that says you that the president can't fire you.
In the executive branch, right?
Okay.
The president doesn't have jurisdiction over staffing in the judiciary or the legislative, nor should he, but there's other ways to trim down those things. But in terms of the executive branch, which is the behemoth of the deep state right now, what he can do is in multiple things that I talk about in the book. One, he talks about Schedule F. You basically shift over the classification of how people are employed throughout the government to turn them into, quote unquote, what everybody knows as at-will employees, right? And that's how it should be, because no one ever signs a contract with the government when they're hired. It's not like, hey, you're on board for 5 years as a public official in the DOJ. You're staying no matter what. And if you leave, we're giving you X amount of money. That's just not how it works. But what happens is they entrench themselves into the bureaucracy so much, and then they raise red flags and say, oh, you can't threaten to fire me. I'll file an IG complaint. Good, file one. That's what's been missing. The responsibility to take on those types of complaints and those types of bad actors. And I think Donald Trump will, after reclassifying a lot of the staffing appropriately. The other one is you work with Congress. And I did this at when I was a deputy director of national intelligence. We were able to eliminate approximately 10% of the DNI workforce because we went to Congress and said, hey, you're using American taxpayer dollars to fund seats that are empty. Here's your money back. And take these seats off the scrolls. You see, government agencies and departments, they justify their existence to Congress every year by saying, we need to get bigger. You need to give us more money. We need to hire more people that we can never fire. We have to stop doing all those three things. We have to stop saying, you Congress are going to cut bigger and better checks to DOJ and FBI every time they break the law and conduct another deep state corruption operation. You got to go the other way. And you need an executive, a commander in chief, to take charge and take the reins to force that upon Congress through his directors and secretaries to agree that, hey, every agency needs to be downsized. And there are ways to do it both using the fiscal powers of legislative branch, the restructuring powers of the executive branch. And also, here's a wild idea. If you're a government employee and you're caught breaking the rules and regulations of your agency or the law or the canon of ethics, you're allowed to be fired. It's just that no one ever goes and fires them. Instead, they reward them with an even bigger promotion. And that's been the problem in government. If you want a promotion, screw up. If you want a really big promotion, create the biggest criminal corruption enterprise the U.S. government has ever seen, and they'll make you famous, i.e. Russiagate, i.e. Jack Smith and the special counsel.
So it seems like DC has been taken over by a criminal cabal. And now when you start to look at it, maybe, in the past you said, oh yeah, there's some corruption in government. Yeah, I get it. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. But now that you look, it looks like it's one gigantic criminal enterprise where they control many parts of the government, and not even just the government, but when you look at like New York or you look at Georgia, certain prosecutors, it looks like they also have control of them too.
Yeah, and here's the thing that people haven't picked up on, because most people don't, and it used to be that you could trust government, so most people didn't need to pay attention to what Washington was doing. But this didn't happen overnight. This has been like a decades-long feat by the deep state. And what they have found ways to do, and I'll just give you a law enforcement example, is the Department of Justice, where I used to work, actually funds partially a lot of these state prosecutorial district attorney offices, like New York, like Georgia. And what we have to ask ourselves is why. Some of those funds are appropriately used for like gang task force and criminal prosecutions of narco traffickers and trying to take down sex trafficking, you know, righteous causes. But now we are seeing these district attorney's offices in Georgia, New York, and elsewhere abuse and possibly even break the law by bringing politically oriented prosecutions that the Biden administration directed them to bring. So my question again back to Congress is, why are you letting them cut these checks? It's our money. What kind of oversight are you guys conducting over the application of our money? You guys are like monopoly men giving away other people's money, building hotels on Fifth Avenue for you to stay in and forgetting about the people that built the hotels. And so, you know, this Republican majority really has to zero in on these DA's offices that are using these public funds. And that's just one example, in my opinion, unlawfully to politically target their enemy, and in this instance right now, Donald Trump. But make no mistake, if and when they take out Donald Trump, I don't believe they will, but if they do, they're coming after you next.
So what do you mean take him out? Stop him from being elected?
Yeah, if they convict him and, you know, try to put him in prison and, you know, say he can't run and all this stuff. None of this stuff I believe is going to happen, but that's obviously their goal.
Right. I mean, you say throw him in prison. Already we had like Merchant, he you know, he found Trump in contempt, wants him to pay, you know, $9,000 in fines or whatever it is. Even if they, let's say he's thrown into prison, he's not going to be there for 9, 10, 11 months. I think Trump once truthed out that he's going to, you know, I'll gladly go into the clink, which I thought that was funny. But again, I mean, they would have to clear it all out. Secret Service would have to come in and he would, you know, spend time in prison. I think this would work in the opposite way of what they actually want. I think his poll numbers would go way, way up. Do you think that eventually, not just with the hush money case, but also with the immunity, do you think there is a possibility that they will be able to throw him into prison?
Now, remember, we're talking about two different court systems. We're talking about federal court and state court, right? So in state court, New York, in your first instance, the governor is in charge of that system of justice in New York State, who's Kathy Hochul, who's obviously like, you know, basically Biden Jr.
Right.
And so she wants Donald Trump in prison, and she, who has the power of oversight over that judicial process, will not use it to do the right thing should Donald Trump be falsely convicted and sentenced to prison. So I agree with you. If New York has the audacity to convict him and then actually puts him in prison, it will have the reverse effect. And I know our brave warrior Donald Trump will continue to run for president no matter what. But in the federal system, it's a little different now because of the Supreme Court and where all that's going. I don't think you're going to have a decision on any of these cases or a trial before the election. So the issue is going to be moot by the time we get to the election. And I think that's what's ticking the left off the most. For the first time, and remember, I started my career out as a public defender. And today I spend my days looking around for all those former public defenders who champion justice and due process and the Constitution and a defendant's right to a fair trial. Everybody has that right, except if your name's Donald Trump, according to these hypocrites. And what they want is an expeditious trial that truncates Donald Trump's constitutional rights and violates his due process rights, just so they have an election right before just so they have a trial right before the election and achieve something that the DOJ has said they would never involve themselves with. And that is, they don't try cases during political election cycles that impact politics. I mean, they've literally violated their only standing policy that has existed for the last 250 years to get Donald Trump. And so that's their impetus, because they know if they get to November and the things continue the way they are, Donald Trump's going to be president and these cases have no merit and have had no merit, should be summarily dismissed at the federal level. But the state level is a little trickier.
If I'm getting this correctly, correct me if I'm wrong. So you're saying the Supreme Court, will they make a ruling before the elections, or are they going to hold off until after the elections?
No. I think you'll hear from the Supreme Court this summer, sure. I think that the decision you're going to hear from the Supreme Court this summer, that President Trump and all presidents have immunity, is going to chop up the ability of the trial court to get this trial done in an expeditious fashion. That's on the heels of the obstruction case, which the Supreme Court has also heard and going to decide on the application of this financial fraud statute for January 6ers and Donald Trump as it relates to January 6 events and obstruction charges. So there's multiple cases at the Supreme Court that are going to impact Donald Trump. And I think both those decisions, you'll probably see it in June, in my opinion.
So if they can't try him before the elections, what do you think they're going to do next? Because they're not going to give up. They're not just going to, look, we didn't get what we wanted, so we're done here. You know they're not going to give up. So in you know, if you're thinking like them, what would be their next step?
I think you're starting to see it, and you're absolutely right. Anyone who thinks, once Donald Trump wins at the courts, you know, he's finally overcome the deep state. Okay, these are the guys that authored Russiagate. These are the guys that offered 51 Intel letter. These are the guys that offered the fake insurrection narrative for years. They are, of course, working with the government, the Biden administration, to come up with something else, whether it's law enforcement, intel, or what have you. But what you're publicly seeing is how they're going to countermand all that by flooding the zone with all these illegals and letting them vote, right? We've been seeing that for years. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to give them voter ID and registration and all that stuff. And they don't care that it's unlawful or illegal. They just want these people to vote. And they're going to give them some money. They're going to put them up in hotels and say, where the Democrats vote for us. I think you're seeing that in almost every single state. The other thing that I think you're seeing is these protests on campus I think, are funded by the same George Soros and Soros-affiliated folks that funded the caravans up from the South to illegally come into the United States of America. I mean, these guys are literally, if you look at it, buying the same exact tent
Yes.
and hosting the same exact protests across the country on college campuses. That's not a coincidence. I mean, this is basic evidentiary analysis. And so the purpose of these protests, though, is to get these universities who are worth billions of dollars to utilize their influence through their students to do one thing: go out and vote Joe Biden. Don't go out and vote Joe Donald Trump. And they constitute, a seven-figure number of election day individuals. And so those numbers really, really add up. So those are the two public-facing things we're seeing. I wish I knew, man, what the deep state was doing, but I'm with you. I'll bet every dollar I have that they are working on something and cooking up some election day rig job. I just don't know what it is yet.
Do you think these protests will just go away, or do you think these are going to morph into something different?
Well, I think they should go away because a lot of them are leading to violence. Look,
Yes,
I'm the
I
guy that's going
agree.
to say, if you want to call people bad names and communist and all this stuff, I'm going to protect your right to do so all day long. I don't agree with anything these protesters are saying. If you want to go out there and champion terrorists and say that's cool, okay, as long as you do it in a non-violent, non-criminal fashion, you have that free speech right. I disagree with you, but you have it. And I think, again, Congress has a role to play here. These universities that are allowing the overstepping of freedom of speech by allowing these people to literally commit criminal acts and interfere with the actual running of institutions of higher learning, they're funded by the Congress through our taxpayer dollars. Why are they allowing these universities to pick up federal funds to allow these campuses to be flooded with criminal activity? And again, I don't have an answer from Congress. They could do something for us, but some of these universities have said they're going to step in and shut this stuff down. I think I've seen maybe one or two do that, but we'll see.
I mean, a lot of it is now turning into criminal activity, breaking windows,
Yeah,
going
that's what I
into
mean.
buildings, stopping students from going to class or to
School.
library. Yes. So yeah, it's not even, I know that the news and the fake news keep saying, oh, it's peaceful, it's peaceful. They said this during BLM too. So I think we're starting to realize that, yeah, it's the same people. They just changed costumes and now they're in a different costume now and they're doing the same exact thing. I mean, if you look at the statues and stuff, they're doing the same thing. They're taking down the American flag, putting up the Palestinian flag, defacing statues. It's the same people over and over and over. So
No, you're absolutely right. And
yeah.
look, last time I checked, defacing property was a crime, state and federal, but they're letting them get away with it. Trashing bricks through windows was a crime, last I checked, but they're letting them get away with it. Setting property on fire is a crime, but they're letting them get away with it. And here's the kicker. When some of these students have been asked, what are you protesting for? The majority of them don't have an answer. They're just doing it because they think it's a cool thing to do to follow the masses. They literally don't have a justification for doing it. And what's worse is the other students on these campuses who just want to go to school and get a college degree and learn, as you pointed out, their classes are being stopped. There's universities right now that have not only canceled commencement, but have shut down the second semesters of classes for this year's education cycle because of the disruption. That is a breach of the First Amendment. That is a possible violation of the law. And not to mention, if you're a paying student at any one of these colleges and you can't get what you paid for, you're interfering with Americans' rights to have their kids go to colleges and get an education. To me, I can't believe there's not more outcry from Congress. I can believe that the mainstream media is trying to bury it because they don't care. They just want Donald Trump to go away, and all these narratives are what they're using right now.
I agree with that. I'm going to bring up your favorite guy, Chris Wray.
How'd you know?
Yeah. I mean, because he gave out a couple of, a lot of different warnings here about looking at an event just like what happened in Russia. He's looking at cyber attacks from China. There might be malware. Do you think that we're going to see an event or something? I mean, with all these warnings coming out, are they projecting out there that they already know something's coming? Or are they just warning everyone right now that, yeah, you can expect this to happen?
This is a great example of one of the biggest government gangsters in U.S. history, the director of the FBI, Chris Wray, going out there and putting out information that I call CYA, that will cover him down the road should one of these cataclysmic events occur. You don't have to be in the FBI or the intel community to know that China's flooding the zone. You don't have to be in the FBI or the Department of Defense to know that Joe Biden has let in 10 million illegal immigrants. You don't have to have any knowledge of how government operates or its inner workings of intelligence to know that there are terrorists have illegally crossed into our country and have stationed themselves in our communities during the Biden administration. So for Chris Wray to go out there and say, we have information that this is going to happen, it's already happened. No one is going back and saying it happened on your watch. You, the FBI, allowed it to happen. You, the FBI, failed to follow these criminals and terrorists into the streets of the United States of America. And you, the FBI, are the ones that are telling us you don't know where they are. And now you want us to take you seriously when you say, oh, there's some bad stuff that's going to happen because you failed to do your job, because you cared more about the politicization of law enforcement, about getting Donald Trump, about prosecuting Jan Sixers than you did about sending agents and investigators down to the border to follow these illegals around wherever they go, to follow these terrorists, to follow these drug traffickers, because you failed to bring criminal prosecutions against the CCP and the narco traffickers and everybody else that's pouring these substances into our country. We want Chris Wray at the helm to tell us a bad thing is going to happen. There's a reason he's doing it, and the reason he's saying it so later he can say, I told you so. There is no more grotesque act of cowardice in government that I have seen in modern history, save maybe Gina Haspel and Russiagate when she was at CIA. These guys are all cowards. And it's also no surprise that Gina Haspel now works at Chris Wray's new law firm, old law firm, excuse me, making seven-figure dollars. There are no coincidences in government and Congress. Again, I'll keep beating this drum, I guess, but what are you guys doing? It's not as if you don't have access to the intelligence. If you know this is coming, why aren't you forcing DHS, FBI, CIA, NSA, DOD to go out there and secure our border, protect our citizenry? Empower law enforcement local communities to arrest criminals and put them away so there isn't one of these cataclysmic criminal events that we're talking about. But hope, as we learned from Barack Obama, is not an actual policy that protects America.
So do you think with one of his warnings, he's talking about like malware in different, like infrastructure, power grids, water systems, and maybe even the election system, because, those got hooked up to the internet every once in a while. Do you think there might be a something that happens closer to the presidential election? Because when they realize, wait a minute, okay, Trump has the majority of the people, we're going to have to shut down the elections for, I don't know, a week. We're going to have to get all the ballots in. It's going to be very difficult. Maybe we need to, postpone or shut it down. Maybe we'll stage some type of cyber attack saying the election systems were hit or something like that. Do you think that that's where this might be headed somehow, some way? Because they use COVID to, convince everyone that, mail in your ballots, use the drop boxes, let's shut down the system so the people can bring them in and make up the different, all the votes at which they use ballots to make up those votes. Do you think this time around they're going to have to change their tactics?
Well, I think you might be onto something. Look, the impetus might be the same. We can't use COVID again. Maybe they will. I don't know. Maybe they'll come up with a new one. But for now, we can't use COVID again. So what do we do to make sure our lines of effort, not us, but their lines of effort, related to election rigging are executed? We got to terrify the public. We got to make sure they use it like they did in COVID, mail-in ballots. We got to make sure they don't actually go out and show up at the polls like most of moderates and conservatives do. We got to make sure that we instill fear in the American public and say, you got to trust us, the government, and that current form of government is Joe Biden. So please vote for us. Now, they're probably running a whole host of options to do that, like they did with big tech when they colluded with them to rig presidential elections by censoring everybody's information and use government-funded money with through the FBI and paid Google and Facebook and Twitter and everybody else millions and millions of dollars to tell us what we should and should not be putting out on social media. That was one of their ways they did it. I'm sure they're getting more creative now. And the foreign interference, yes, I do think the Chinese are attacking our election infrastructure. I do think they're attacking our electric grid infrastructure. It's one of the easiest and most vulnerable. Our switches across the country are A super easy target for an adversary to hit, and we haven't hardened those up in some time. And attacking even just one of those would put almost the entirety of the US into chaos. And there are other bad actors, Russia, the DPRK guys, and other communist bad actors and just rogue terrorist actors that are doing similar things that don't require a lot of money and technology. So they are combining with, or they are taking advantage of the intentional clown show that is the FBI, DOD, and CIA, because our enemies know that our law enforcement and defense infrastructures are so prioritized on politics that they're not actually looking to catch the criminals, to wit, our southern border and everything that flows from there. And they don't care about stopping them. What they'll care about is, after it happens, as you pointing out, blaming Donald Trump somehow and saying, you have to vote for us. And I think that's the whole point of it. They're going to try to put out these narratives, these disinformation campaigns, and scare the public enough to say, look, we warned you about this stuff. It's coming. And since we were right about the warnings, you got to stick with us and make sure we stay in power. And I think it goes something like that. Obviously, it's much more involved and detailed, but they are totally coordinated efforts by the Biden administration through the mainstream media. And it's the same total election rig job, rinse, repeat, recycle.
But there's nothing in the Constitution or laws in the states that says, the elections, since something happened, there's an event or something, that it's postponed. The elections will still continue on. Or if we can't, I'll give you an example. Let's say they say, okay, you know what? We can't use the Dominion machines, the Smartmatic machines, because, we don't know what's happened to them. There might be malware. I have no idea. So right now we're just going to have to delay it, and we can't actually feed the ballots in because the machines, they might not be, operating the way they're supposed to. We have to test them. Is there anything that says they're allowed to do this, or no, the elections have to be held on election day?
I don't think so. I'm not the expert on that piece of law. I don't think so. The last time I think we had a sort of a shift in the electorate was during World War II with FDR and allowing him to stay on as president because we were in a world war. I don't know if we're going to be in an analogous situation. I hope not. But I really don't know that the federal government can lawfully come in and do that. All of the things you're talking about are supposed to be run by state governments because that's what elections are supposed to be run by. Even federal elections are entirely supposed to be run by state entities. So, that's a good question. I'm gonna have to go do some digging on that.
Okay, for my last question, who do you think is going to be the vice president for Trump?
X22.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you're turning it down?
Yeah,
I was just about to put out this huge expose on
I just turned it down. No,
it.
I would not make a good VP at all.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, I get asked that question a lot, and I'll never betray the confidence that I have with the president on
Wait,
that.
you know?
No. I'm
Oh,
just saying
okay.
conversations about it,
Yeah.
not I have any an inkling as to who it's going to be. But from my perspective, I think what he's doing is brilliant. Everybody that is a possible VP is being put out on public display. So America, the MAGA movement, gets to react and say, I like this person. I don't like this person. Let's do a deep dive into this person. What about that person's background? Were they a good governor? Were they a good senator? Did they do good business? And so I think he's letting the American public do the vetting for him, which is kind of smart, and putting everybody on blast. And I don't think that list has gotten shorter. I actually think the list has gotten longer as to who could be on the VP thing. And I don't think that decision, in my opinion, is going to be made anytime in the immediate near future. So I think you might see other names get added on. And I think above all, though, for me, most of Americans, this is my position, are voting Trump. They're not necessarily concerned who the VP is going to be, but he's going to pick a great candidate. And the advice I give to everyday Americans is, what you want in a VP is someone who is not auditioning for the job in 4 years of president. What you want in a VP is someone who's going to do the job of the number two and not care about the future at all. And that analysis takes out a lot of the folks that you see right now in the public sphere. But knowing Donald Trump, he's probably got a few folks that people aren't even talking about in his mind, that people may never talk about. He may just surprise everybody all out at the end of the day. But I do know I got full faith in President Trump to pick the best candidate for that job. And I just think it might surprise some people who it will be, maybe come this summer.
Okay, great. Hey, Cash, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, if people wanted to get your book, where should they go?
Government Gangsters is available wherever books are sold, Amazon. You can go to governmentgangsters.com for signed copies. It's still a bestseller 6 months later, thanks to the X22 audience. And cool announcement, Government Gangsters the movie is releasing next month. That's
Oh,
right.
really?
We partnered with War Room Studios to make the first movie War Room Studios has made in nearly a decade. And Government Gangsters, the film, is coming to a theater near you. Stay tuned for listings and locations of screenings and premieres across the country. Circa Memorial Day, don't hold me to it, give or take a week, but Government Gangsters, the movie, coming your way. Buy some copies, throw them at the deep state, leave them at Adam Schiff's door, and I'll see you in the theater.
Great. Thank you very much. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video, Cash. Once again, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/X22 VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/X22 VPN.